and amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Your hands and worship Him. See the intensity of that grace here this morning. See His amazing grace here this morning. Worship Him. Honor Him. If not for your grace, how could I have been saved? If not for your grace, I would have followed my own way, continuously lived my own life. I would have gone my way, the way of hell. For there is a road that seemeth right unto a man, and the end thereof are the ways of death. In the name of Jesus. Let there be quietness everywhere. And let the hands high. Just whisper that name, Jesus. Can you feel His presence? Feel His power. Whisper that name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Fresh grace answer for you. Fresh help and fresh power. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. That church right there in Newcastle, the United Kingdom, is starting for the first time today. This is their first service. Newcastle, DIGC. Congratulations, Newcastle. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Was blind, but now I see.
Welcome everyone here today. Bring you greetings from the crusade in Abakiliki in Ebonyi State. We had the most explosive time in God's presence there, and we shall be showing you the clips shortly. This morning, we are the Blessing Sunday service, and speaking on the subject, blessed for the top, and this is part two, blessed for the top. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 all the way to verse 2, the Bible said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. First thing that is our objective this morning is to understand the impact of the blessing. Number two is to understand the way of the blessing. I said in the first service that the blessing is such a word that many people use. Somebody coughs, bless you. Somebody sneezes, bless you. Until at times it looks like the impact of the word blessing is lost. Now, I said two things in the first service. I said, important thing number one, that a blessing is beyond just goodwill or well wishes. It's far beyond goodwill and well wishes. Also, I said that a blessing is a spiritual force with well-defined supernatural effects. Spiritual force with well-defined supernatural effects. I'm going to add one more thing to it in this third second service. And that is, the blessing is a divine seal with physical signs. A divine seal. God places a seal upon you. When we say a man is blessed, we are saying the man has been marked. It's a divine seal with physical signs. And in the course of this study, quickly, we shall be looking at the effects or the signs of the blessing. 5 of them. It's going to be the same points, different scriptures, and different illustrations. Number one, the blessing gives or brings distinction to the blessed. It gives, it brings distinction to the blessed. In the first service, we looked at Abraham. In this service, we're looking at Joseph. The meaning of this is, the blessing takes the blessed from the pit to the top. That was practically the life of Joseph. From the back to the front. In addition to that, it takes the man from the pit of life to the top. Once upon a time, Joseph was in the pit. The blessing took him to the top. See all that detail in Genesis chapter 44, verse 39, all the way to verse 44. Where Pharaoh made Joseph to be in charge of everything in Egypt. The nation of Israel is a blessed nation. A nation blessed by God. A nation taught by God to bless their own. The priest in Israel blesses the Israelites. The father, the head of the home, blesses his children, blesses his wife. As a result of that, even though Israel is the size of a state in Nigeria, 6 million people, both in landmass, which is 60% desert, 60. Yet that nation is among the world powers today. 20% of every Nobel Prize winner in the world is a Jew. Whether in medicine or in any field, by the blessing of the Lord. If the blessing is upon you, you can't die out. You stand out. Israel would have died out since. Surrounded by hostile nations, they would have died out since. But they stand out by the blessing. I announce to someone here today, by the blessing of the Lord upon your life, you shall stand out. That amen is still paralyzed. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers, amen. Number two, the blessing of the Lord attracts divine provision or supernatural supply to the blessed. It attracts. Bible said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. It attracts. I said in the first service that blessedness and wretchedness are mutually exclusive. They don't exist together. You cannot be blessed and be wretched at the same time. It attracts divine provision and supernatural supply. We looked at Abraham in the first service. Now look at Jacob and hear the testimony of Jacob in Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 9 to verse 10. Genesis 32 verse 9. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal with thee. I am not worthy of the least of thy mercies, and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. When I ran away from Esau, and my father had given me the blessing, all I carried in my hand was one stick. With my staff, with my stick, I passed over this Jordan. But see me now. After being processed by the blessing, I have become two troops. All I had before the blessing was a stick. All I had to boast of in the world was a staff. But see how my life multiplied by the blessing. I am here to announce, today is the blessing Sunday. I am here to announce to somebody, whatever you carry in your hands is about to be multiplied by the blessing. Somebody say aloud, amen. Whatever you are carrying in your hands is about to be multiplied by the blessing. Somebody in the pit is about to come to the top by the blessing. If you are the one God is speaking to, you will shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The blessing attracts divine provision. It attracts supernatural supply to the blessed. Our second example here is the example of Noah. earth was destroyed, Noah had to start afresh. There was nothing to start with but the blessing. In Genesis chapter 9 and in verse 1, everything was gone. Animals, vegetation, houses, gone. But God blessed Noah. I'm sure you remember in Genesis chapter 8 verse 20. After Noah came out of the ark, he built an altar to the Lord and took off every clean beast of all that were remaining and offered all of them. If God said, take one of each, and you are now offering them, then it means you are completely emptying everything. But in verse 9, God dropped something. And God blessed Noah. He said, I know you are starting afresh. I know everything has finished. And I'm speaking to somebody here right now. But you are starting afresh. And God blessed Noah. And God said unto Noah, be fruitful. Noah and his sons. And said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. I wish somebody would say louder, amen. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the earth, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands they are delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you offerings. And Noah continued from there. By the time you read verse 19 of Genesis chapter 9, it says, these are the three sons of Noah. Out of them, the whole earth was overpopulated, overspread. The whole empty earth became repopulated. Repopulated with resources, repopulated with people, repopulated with everything, because the blessing, makoko bagalaga dagalaga ya ya ya. The only way you can limit anybody's destiny is to deprive them of the blessing. The only way you can stop anybody from exploding is don't place the blessing on them. If the blessing is on them, the environment can't stop them. The witchcraft of the land can't stop them. The witches in the land can't stop them. The hostility of the climate cannot stop them. I am here today to announce to somebody, something is coming on you. And I am particularly talking to somebody who appears like you are starting afresh. I see the enemy attacked you and everything you had disappeared. I see there was a conspiracy, whatever it was, that made you to appear like you are starting afresh. Maybe you did a wrong investment and you lost money, or you were duped fraudulently. I am announcing to you, by the blessing that is coming this morning, you shall explode again. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands, say, I am too blessed to be bankrupt. I am too blessed to be wretched. I am too blessed. That's another one now. There are many stickers coming out of here now. Too blessed to be stranded. Too blessed to be wretched. Too blessed to be bankrupt. Too blessed to be a pauper. Too blessed to be a beggar. Too blessed to be limited. Too blessed to be resisted. Too blessed to be frustrated. Just say, too blessed. Help me tell people around you, say, too blessed, too blessed, too blessed. You are too blessed. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. You know the implication of the blessing right now. Number three, the blessing opens up divine revelation and divine inspiration channels for the blessed. It opens up divine revelation and divine inspiration channels for the blessed. The blessing makes you to see what others can't see.
makes you to hear what others can't hear. The outcome of that is you stand where others can't stand. Hello? I've been seeing this scripture, but I was made to see it differently. Matthew 16:17. When Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" Some say you are Elijah, some say you are this, some say you are that. And Jesus answered. Now look at verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." See what Jesus said to him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for." The word for is because. Flesh and blood cannot reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Another way to say it is, Peter, only the blessing can make you see this. Blessed are you, because flesh and blood can't show you this. There are things it takes only the blessing to see. Education can't show you. Experience can't show you. There is a dimension, there is something you are carrying that is making you see what others can't see. I said in the first service how Abraham saw the tithe. Nobody saw tithe. Abraham was the first one to pay the tithe. Nobody showed him. He didn't read it from anywhere. The blessing showed him. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for the word for is because flesh and blood. Left for flesh and blood, you couldn't have shown this. You would have been blessed enough for my Father in heaven to show you this. It takes the blessing to see some things. To me, the blessing is a form of a mantle. A blessing carrier is more like an unction carrier. It's more like a mantle carrier. You know, in the Old Testament, the priest Samuel poured oil on Saul. He became king. Samuel poured oil on David. He was king. He was prophet. He was priest. Nobody poured oil on Abraham, yet God called him prophet. He said, he told Abimelech, "Let the man pray for you, for he is a prophet, so that you can be healed." What did God pour on him? Blessing. When the blessing is poured on you, depending on your assignment, it can weigh as if it's oil. I announced to someone here today, God is about to take you by the blessing to see insight and revelation that others have not seen. And you know, revelation is the way to elevation. I went up by revelation. Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 2. There are people here today. You are about to go up, and it is by revelation. Take your seat. That was revelation. What about inspiration? Jacob. Genesis chapter 30. Verse 37. Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and the hazel and chestnut tree, built white streaks in them, and made the white appear with which was in the rods. And he placed this before the animals. Where did you see it? Who showed you? How did you know that animals watching this? I'm seeing my fire guys sitting right in the front there. Last time when the UK was absolutely on fire. Hallelujah. And Jacob saw it. He painted it. His business exploded. Transferred the flock of Laban by divine inspiration that only the blessing can give. The blessing does not necessarily give you cash. It will bring cash attracting ideas. Hey! Hey! The blessing may not drop money in your hands physically. The blessing may drop favor that will bring the money. But beyond that, the blessing will drop wisdom that will magnetize wealth. It will drop ideas. Ay, 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 ay. It will drop inspiration that will attract provision. And I don't know whether you know it. After the last time I checked, 99% of the inventions in the world came out of the Christian anointed minds. From the church, from electric bulb to everything. They are the frequency, the gospel, the blessing of God places us at the frequency of inspiration, the frequency of invention. And somebody get ready today. Because in the name that is above every name, the blessing that is about to be declared today is about to usher you into a dimension of ideas, a dimension of inspiration that will shift your level and shift your destiny. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen! Number four, the blessing guarantees divine defense and deliverance. Divine defense and deliverance. You see what the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8? Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. It says, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Destroy him not, for a blessing is in it. Whatever carries the blessing is not qualified for destruction. Am I speaking to somebody here? I give you two examples of people. Like I said in the first service, the blessing does not defend you. The blessing of God on your life fights your battles. It causes God to fight your battles. It does not only defend you. Active fight. Look at two examples. Jacob. In Genesis 31, verse 24. And God came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream by night, and said unto him, be careful how you speak to Jacob. Don't talk to him either bad or good. That is, I warn you, he's not a normal person. He's not an ordinary person. He's not available for hurt. And in verse 29, look at the confession of Laban. It was in my power. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. I plan to harm you. But the God of your father spake unto me yesterday. Hola, hola. There are people God will visit tonight because of you. That amen can be better. There are people God will visit in this season because of you. And anyone who will not leave you alone or leave us alone shall be laid to rest by God. The God of you. Laban is talking like we talk in Nigeria here. Not yesterday night, oh. Yesterday night. Put it again. The God of your father spake unto me when? Yesterday night. It looks like somebody speaking around us here. Yesterday night. Does it look like somebody from here talking? Yesterday night.
saying,
take down heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad.
At least if you cannot speak good to him, don't speak bad. Don't speak at all.
I plan to do bad, but your God rebuked me.
That is the defense of the blessing. In Job chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Job chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Satan said to God, "Doth Job fear God for nothing? Hast thou not made an hedge about him, about his house, about all that he has on every side? See the secret. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. And by this blessing, there is a hedge around him that is not crossable." Somebody say amen. I want to announce to you today, there is an uncrossable hedge around your life. After today, every devil looking for you will come and jam death. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the louder believers amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. We went to a place for a program, and the place where they gave us to stay had two rooms. There were two rooms that were meant to stay. One was outside and the other was inside. The inside one was bigger. So she wanted me to stay in the inside one so I can have space and time to pray and study and so on ahead of the meeting. And she would stay in the outer one. The outer one is where is the entrance into the place. So I said, no, that I will do it opposite way. Let me stay in the outside one so I can block any devil, spiritually or physically. I say it's not correct for you to be the outside. I mean, if somebody is coming or anything, whatever, you are the first person they will meet. No. Let me stand there. You remain in the inside. Any devil who comes physically or spiritually. She nodded her head. She said, okay, that makes a lot of sense. I said, no, I cannot put you outside and be inside. I am outside, you are inside. That is ordinary man talking. How much more Jehovah? Have you not made a hedge around him so that anything looking for him will jam it first? Hey! 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 I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord, everything looking for you will jam the hedge of the blessing, will jam the fire of the blessing. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Look at your neighbor. Say, you are too defended to be confronted. You are too defended to be defeated. Say it after me. I am too defended by the blessing of God to be defeated by the wickedness of the devil. Louder, I am too defended by the blessing of God to be defeated by the wickedness of the devil. Take your seat now, first of all. We are not just speaking for the sake of information. We are speaking for the sake of revelation, the sake of conviction, the sake of audacious action, so that you can move about and know that what is called the blessing is on your life and you are not a wasteable chicken. Our brother testified in the first service. His wife delivered in the hospital on Thursday. He went to visit the wife in the hospital. And right in the hospital there, he collapsed. After seeing the wife and the child, he collapsed. Arrow of death. And he became unconscious on the spot. We're on our way going to Abakeleke. I received a call on the road from Enugu going towards Abakeleke. I began to scream on the devil. Then I called him back. I said, "See, I tell me, Jesus." He said, "Jesus." I said, "Say it well. Don't let the devil see your tears. Don't let the devil catch your cry." That was what I was telling him. Say it well. That you are commanding somebody battling with his life. Because a violent taketh it by force. You are not permitted to be wasted like chicken. It's too dear testifying now. If that thing wasn't confronted as aggressively as it was, it would have been talking a different story, God forbid. In the name, they put him on oxygen already. In the name that is above every name, you shall fulfill your days. Can you say amen like a believer? That leads me to point number last. Please take your seat and then we shall be rounding off right now. The blessing, apart from the divine protection and preservation, the blessing guarantees, number five, quality and durability of life for the blessed. It guarantees quality of life, guarantees durability of life for the blessed. Quality of life and durability of life for the blessed. I'd like you to see this in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. Move to verse 19. I have said before thee, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. If you look at that scripture with revelational eyes and the eyes of revelational equation, life and death, blessing and cursing. So life equals blessing. Death equals curses. This is the way to say it. Anywhere you find a blessing, you find life. Anywhere you find curses, you find death. Am I communicating? Is that true or not? If only you can access the blessing, you can access life. And if the devil can succeed in imposing on you curses, then he has imposed on you death. But so you have a choice in the matter. That is why we are here. The blessing travels in the company of life. Curses travel in the company of death. You want to know the best friend of blessing is life. You want to know the best friend of death is curses. Am I communicating? It's life. Anybody cursing you is laying debt on you, and it is returned back to sender. Anybody blessing you is laying life on you. Every time you hear you are blessed, it's not just a word, it's a release of life. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Psalm 133 and in verse 3, even life forevermore. The command of the blessing is the release of life. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life. The command of the blessing is the release of life. The declaration of the blessing is the delivery of life. Let me find out how many people understand that when I say you are blessed, it means you shall fulfill your days.
So,
you are blessed.
Let me go to where I think you understand what I'm saying. You are blessed.
You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. And you are blessed. You are blessed. You are the God, you are blessed. Shout the loudest. Amen. Help me tell somebody around you, tell them you are blessed and you shall live. You are blessed and you shall live. In Nairobi, Kenya, you are blessed. In Douala, Cameroon, you are blessed. In Lusaka, Zambia, you are blessed. All across the UK, you are blessed. In Liberia, in Ghana, hey, Mahashako Bagadagala, you are blessed. Everywhere you are connected from around the world, you are blessed.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Bigger, 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 bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Bigger, 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 bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Master.
How were the blessed people living? Isaac was 180 years.
Genesis 35, 28 to 29. 180 years he lived. All the days of Isaac were 104 years.
And Isaac gave up the ghost and died. He was gathered to his people, being old and full of days.
And his sons and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.
How did Joseph live?
Genesis 50, 26. 110 years.
So Joseph died, being 110 years old. And they embalmed him.
And he was put in a coffin in Egypt. It's an enviable death, the death of the righteous. It will fulfill your days.
What is the way of the blessing? Very, very quickly, as our time is literally up. What is the way of the blessing? Again, number one, upright living. Upright living. People that are upright, upright in life, upright in dealings are very few. Psalm 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed. It's not receiving advice from ungodly people. It's not standing in the way of sinners. It's not sitting in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law does he meditate day and night. And it's like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf cannot wither, whatsoever he does, prosper. Psalm 24, verse 4 to 5. Very interesting scripture. Very interesting. He that has clean hands, not corrupt hands, not fraudulent hands, not bribery hands, not cheating hands, not duping hands, and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto emptiness, or a liar that swears deceitfully, that man shall receive the blessing from the Lord. You see that? He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Clean hands. Pure heart, not sworn deceitfully, not lifted his heart to vanity. There is one choice between crookedness and blessedness. If you choose the way of the blessing, you avoid the way of crookedness. And if you have chosen the way of crookedness, you have avoided the way of the blessing. No prayer can make you blessed. Number two is value for the word of God. Value for the word of God. We just saw now in Psalm 1 and in verse 2, his delight shall be in the law of the Lord. And his law does he meditate day and night. Blessed is that man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law shall he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Isaiah chapter 48,
verse 17 to 19. It says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, thy God, who teach you to profit. I lead you by the way which you should go, because I taught you, you will prosper. If you hearken to my commandments, your peace will be like a river. Your righteousness will be like the waves of the sea. And your seed will be like the sand. That is the blessing. Your offspring also will be like, out of your bowels will be like the gravel thereof. Their name will not be cut off or destroyed from before me. That's the blessing. If only you hearken to my word. Let me say this. When you study this Bible, it does not give you only give you scripture to quote. It does not only make you spiritual. It does not only keep you away from wrong. It does not only preserve your conscience. The word of God blesses your life. It puts you in the realm of the blessing. That is, studying the word, reading the word, establishes you as a blessed man. Whatever is the definition of the blessing can be found in your life. Number three, obedience of God's word. Obedience to God's word. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3, it said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Actually, we said, obeying God and his word. There is one step between your blessing and your position. It is a step of obedience. There is something God is saying in his word, or something God is saying by his spirit. This business that is putting your life under pressure, this business that is making you to tell lies, this business that doesn't give you time to go to church, God says, maybe, he said, I have another plan for you. Seek me, let me show you how to divest from here and invest in there. But you want to dry up with a drying brook chariot. When the brook dried, God sent Elijah away. Don't dry with a drying brook. Am I communicating at all? There are people, God is saying, that business partner is not your partner. For as long as you call him partner, I can't bless you. But you are sentimental. That employee will close down your business if he remains there. But you are sentimental. That location is not your location. Because your location will release for you your allocation. Yet you are not hearing. Papa Yereko said, they got a location, a site in Kaduna in those days when they were looking for land. And they have done foundation over 110 columns in the earth. Massive place. When they went there, God said, this is not your place. I have not sent you here. Construction was on. Money spent. He said, I have not sent you here. He said, the moment he heard it, he asked everybody to leave the site. Site closed. Construction ended. Then they went to stay under the grass cathedral until God brought the 21 acres that is faith, Garden of Faith today, in Baranawa today. The people asked him, say, what do we do with the land? He said, I don't know. All I know is that God said that is not the place. Should we put a branch there? No. Do we do anything there? Nothing. He said later on, God told him, if you had moved the ministry there, that would have been the end of the ministry. That is, your story would have ended there. There are many people whose destinies ended. Stepping into what God did not ask them to step into. Stepping into businesses that they have no business with. Stepping into relationships that they have no need for. Many of us, it is mercy that has kept us still.
Because we are doing a lot of trial and error. Move here and move there and step here and step there. Tinini tanana, I pass here. No way, I pass here. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce to someone here, any instruction that God is giving you, you have not yet heard, I decree, receive it now in the name of Jesus. And every instruction you have heard and you are finding difficult to obey, receive the grace to obey it now in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. We already concluded big lands here and there. We're almost making up our mind to go in that direction. And God said, remember where I showed you in the revelation of the night? That's what brought us here. Those lands are still there. They can be used for anything else. But for this season and for this moment, this is where He sent us to. Somebody say amen. Value for the word, obedience of God's word. Number four is faith in God. To be a man of the blessing, you need rugged faith. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9 says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed. Psalm 27 verse 13, I had fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord. And that is called a blessing. If you believe, you must see. Somebody say after me, say, I shall see the goodness of the Lord in this land of the living. Say after me, say, whether the enemy likes it or not, I must see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Say after me, I cannot die until I have seen the goodness of the Lord. And say, I cannot live without seeing the goodness of the Lord. And I'm seeing it now. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. That was faith in God. Number five is kingdom service. He shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless. Luke chapter 12, verse 37. He said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Blessed are those servants. Servants must be blessed. The servants of the living God must be blessed. That is why it is a waste of time to envy any genuine servant of God. Don't envy them. It's a waste of envy. That is, if the man is real, and serving God with passion and with authenticity, don't envy them. And if you are real, and serving your God with passion, with authenticity and genuineness, anybody envying you is wasting their life. Because they haven't seen anything yet. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. And everybody who is serving God genuinely, and the devil is fighting your blessing, that fight is over right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If the devil wants the people to know that, to feel that you are wasting your time by serving God, by denying you the benefits of service, by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God, that agenda of the devil is arrested right now. When they see you, behold, this man that passed by us continually is a holy man of God. Let's build for him a chamber. You won't tell people soon. Once you pass, something will tell them that you belong to God and that they must give you a favor. I went for a program one time. And one man met me at the airport. I was coming back. And he said, Pastor, I'm happy to meet you.
You're on your way back to Abuja. I said, yes. I've checked in my luggage. He said, please, can they uncheck your luggage? I said, what is that? He said, I just came with my private jet here, and it's flying empty back to Abuja. I want them to carry you. I have never met him. They went and unchecked the luggage. You know, airlines hardly, they frown when you say, bring back my luggage. Because it's like business is leading them or something. It's like almost like bringing meat out of lion's mouth. They unchecked the luggage. Placed me inside the aircraft. I'm passing through the midst of the others, I went my way. Some people may be seeing me, he's flying private jet. You don't know the story. One crusade, three jets were waiting on us from three different people. In the days of Catherine Kuhlman, people were struggling for her to fly their jet. People were queuing. That is, you will use my own for this crusade. Will you use my own for that crusade? And you know, America private jet is like a car on the road. Am I communicating at all? You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. In the days of Maurice Cerullo, one person gave him a jet of $20 million. You shall serve the Lord. And he came to say that is very, very high. I'm talking to you where you are. Just hit the road in soul winning. You remember the testimony of that man in the first service? He was expecting a payment or something. Was this a second service? What did he decide to do? No, the first thing he did before he went for evangelism. He prayed, the money didn't come. He went for evangelism. Boom. The same day, Allah started coming. People owing him started paying. Others promised they are going to pay. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. I prophesy to you today, as you make up your mind, as you are committed into the service of God, I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. As you are committed in the service of God, the best thing that is yours shall look for you. Say amen like a believer. Say a louder believer. Say amen. Number six. Take your seat. I'll be rounding off in a few minutes. Number six is the covenant practice of tithing and giving. The covenant practice of tithing and giving. I will not belabor this. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 and 11. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Exodus 20:24. Exodus 20:24. He said, an altar of earth shall you make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings. That is, give your sheep, your oxen. And wherever I record my name, as you give like this, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. Your giving attracts the blessing. And the most basic giving is called the tithe. I said the story of a man in the first service. And in between the services, he sent me a message. How the explosion, only 2 years ago, May 2021, he gathered everything he had, according to his story. He said he culminated to $10,000 and planted it as a giver. Lord, change my life, change my ministry, change my destiny. By this year, he had embarked on the project and spent over 1.6 or $1.7 million
In between the service, he called me and he sent a message and he said, he made a down payment, full payment of $650,000. For the project, the things that should be, the equipment and so on for the project, paid for ahead of time. 2 years ago, he was flat. He had to rake everything to gather that amount. And God changed his level. There are people sitting here. If Jesus tarries in the next 1.5 years or 2 years, your story shall be told like that. Say amen like a believer. Say a louder believer. Say amen. Finally, value for blessing or mantle carriers. When you value those who carry the blessing, who carry the mantle, the blessing rubs on you. Psalm 133 verse 1 to verse 3 shows us the oil on the head of Aaron translates to the commanded blessing. What is the meaning of that? There is a connection between the oil of the priest and the command of the blessing. The oil on the priest and the command of the blessing. Value the oil and you will lack the blessing. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet was he preserved. 2 Chronicles 20, 20a or 20b. Believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. There is a connection. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. The prophet you despise can never bless you. Don't waste your time. The prophet you tolerate, the prophet you criticize. There are people who waste their time in many churches, sitting there for donkey years. Pastor is preaching, they are winking their nose. Looking at you. I've heard that before. I was talking with a man of God, and he said, God's servant Bishop Henry was saying, he's a big giver, that he gives a lot, and that prosperity comes, supernatural finances come. You know what the man said? He said, he won't believe that he gives until he has given him. Until he has given him, because he is Melchizedek. A tiny man struggling somewhere. He has not recovered. There are people, you can't call somebody your prophet without value. Look, you are not talking of worship any man or consider any man to be anything other than man. But the fact that somebody carries oil, value that oil. What we respect is not the person of the king, but the crown on his head. Am I communicating? I am not necessarily after the vessel as much as I am after the virtue inside the vessel. Somebody say amen. Value is translated in many ways. It's translated in obedience. It's translated in releases. It is value. It's translated into honor. Obey your parents is different from honor. Obey means what they say, do. Honor means show them value. Do things for them that confirm that you value them. Hallelujah. It's a new day for somebody. Because many people mistake obedience and honor. Because God won't repeat it twice. Obey your parents in the Lord. Honor your father and your mother. Did you say obey? Obey. Did you say honor? Honor. Obey, then honor. Somebody say amen.
when a lecturer comes and gives a symposium somewhere, they obey what he said, and the organization may honor him. Am I communicating? And it's not compulsory. And it comes from the heart. But value. Value. One of the things that God has helped me with is where I see oil, I value it. Heavy value. One woman got angry. One day said, this pastor, anybody who is anointed is always close to them. Talking about me because he sees me around Rare Donkey, sees me around WF Community, sees me around all of that. And these are people who have affected me one way or the other. So why? You don't know why. That is why you are where you are, and that's why I'm where I am. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Take your seat so that you can stand well. How many blessed people are here today? And who is the most blessed person? Stand with a shout. Hey! 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 It's a new day for you. This blessing is real. Did you see this? One young man said, watch our video. You are the God who can never fail. He said, see this man doing this thing effortlessly. He said, when he tried it, his knee almost broke. He said, and I am 19 years old. And see the man moving as if it is effortless. Blessing is real. If I don't know anything, I know that the E inside that blessing, B-L-E, that E carries energy. That was what made Abraham at the age of 100. He was giving birth to children. After Sarah died, at the age of 120, he was still giving birth to children. He climbed the mountain 3 days. Tied a 19-year-old boy as a 100-something-year-old man. Fought the army of 5 nations and beat them. Whoosh. You are too young to be weak the way you are. You are too young to be sleeping like a pregnant woman. Apologies to all pregnant women. Because you are double, so we permit you. In those days in area one, I say, everybody stand up on your feet, except you are pregnant. Praise the Lord. But this will translate into practical reality. Can we take a few minutes of prayer? Lift up your hands and thank the Lord for the word you have received this morning. Appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am. Worship Him. Worship Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Say after me, say Father.
Father.
Say it louder, say Father.
Father.
Thank you.
For your word.
To me today.
I know, Lord,
that
my life
can never
remain the same.
Be glorified.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, lift up your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say Father,
Father,
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
to ask for help.
To ask for help.
In value,
in value
for the blessing,
for the blessing
and mount to carry us.
And mount to carry us.
Father,
Father,
I ask for your help.
For your help.
In the practice of the covenant.
In the practice of the covenant.
Faithfulness,
faithfulness
and discipline.
And discipline.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
Father,
grace.
Grace.
To maintain faith,
to maintain faith.
In God.
In God.
Obedience.
Obedience
in God's word.
In God's word.
I receive that grace.
I receive the grace.
And value,
and value
for the word.
For the word.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Grace.
Grace.
For upright living.
For upright living.
I receive it now.
Receive it
open
now.
Your mouth and pray.
I receive that grace.
Precious name. You believe that, say louder, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You're going to pray right now for the man, for the blessing. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I connect.
Connect.
Just let me hear the voice of the crowd. Just the crowd. Say, Father, louder, say, Father, I connect with your blessing today for distinction. For my life. In the name of Jesus. From the pit to the top. By the blessing. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I make demands on divine supply and provision by the blessing. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I make demands on divine revelation and inspiration by the blessing. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I make demands on deliverance and defense by your blessing. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, I make demands on quality of life and durability of life by the blessing. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, precious name. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We're going to pray for Nigeria as well. In Abakeleke Crusade, you see the clip shortly. I preached in the morning session, light in his light. And at the first level, we say that God is light. And the second level, we say we acquire light from his light. And the third level, we say we become light from his light. And then the fourth level, we say we lighten our generation with the light we carry. One of the things that we said there is that the assignment of light is to arrest and destroy darkness. On that basis, we're going to be declaring for Nigeria. As light in our generation, our assignment is to arrest and destroy darkness. Darkness can't thrive in Nigeria. Evil can't prevail. Can I hear a louder amen? Wickedness cannot succeed. Illegality, illegitimacy, criminality, impunity, fraud, falsehood cannot survive in our land. Only right, rightness, righteousness, justice, fairness, equity shall prevail. In the name of Jesus. And both those who perpetrate and those who are paid and hired to defend criminality, illegality and illegitimacy in our land, they will stand. Very soon, we will look for them, we won't find them. Nigeria shall celebrate. Nigeria and Nigerians shall be respected and valued around the world shortly. Those who deprive the people of joy shall not only lose their joy, but shall become history shortly. We will look for them. We can't find them where they are. We shall pray. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Pray after me and say, Lord, let light overthrow darkness in Nigeria. Let righteousness overcome wickedness in Nigeria. Let truth defeat lies in Nigeria. Let justice triumph over injustice in Nigeria. In this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then say,
Lord,
let light overthrow darkness
in Nigeria.
Let righteousness overcome wickedness.
In Nigeria.
Let truth defeat lies in Nigeria.
Let justice triumph
over injustice in Nigeria.
In
this is the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Let life overthrow darkness in Nigeria. Let righteousness overthrow wickedness in Nigeria. In Jesus' precious name, in Joshua chapter 7, verse 25, and Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned thee with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Father, trouble the troublers of Nigeria. Trouble them. Trouble them. Say after me. Say, Father, we ask that you trouble the troublers of our nation.
Nigeria.
And I know that Ghanaians are watching, Kenyans are watching, and every nation where you are, you pray for us and God will do it for you. But you can also mention the name of your country. Say, Father,
we ask
that you trouble the troublers of our nation,
Nigeria,
in this season.
Let their memory
perish from the land like acres.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father,
we ask
that you trouble the troublers of our nation,
Nigeria,
in this season.
Let their memory
perish
from the land
like acres.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, pray. Everywhere you are, I see the invasion of the glory. Lift your hands, close your eyes, and receive the deposit of His glory. Lift your hands, I close your eyes. Say, Father, I receive the deposit of your glory. Thank you. lift your hands everywhere you are. I see the invasion of the glory of God. Before the blessing, before the communion, receive that blessing invasion. And that blessing is coming in form of glory. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, scream glory upon your life. Glory upon our nation. Glory. Father, let it flow. In the name of Jesus. When I say 1, 2, 3, next thing you start is glory. Let the glory arise on the life of someone. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. And appreciate him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you for what you have done for us this morning. Be glorified. Be honored. I see divine visitation and encounters for people. Somebody with a lower back condition just got healed. Urinary system problem just got healed. An evil garment just got roasted by fire. A coffin just got set on fire. I see something like a black bird flew out of somebody. A demon just flew like a bird. Father, thank you because of this moment. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat one